With J. Cole finally hinting at the release of his long-awaited album, The Fall Off, it's clear that this highly anticipated project isn't just coming soon, but that it's gonna change the course of hip-hop forever. Now, when it comes to The Fall Off, there is not a single album in hip-hop right now that has more hype around it than this long-awaited record from the one and only J. Cole. Announced all the way back in 2018 with the final song on Cole's album, K.O.D., we have been almost waiting 6 entire years to hear the project that J. Cole's entire career has been leading to, as he has said, and after releasing a cryptic video on a burner Instagram account. It seems like we are finally on the verge of receiving the record after such a long wait. Now, as J. Cole posted a near 10-minute video titled Might Delete Later Volume 1 on Instagram, with a video centered around Cole's life at the moment, but also more importantly, the creation and inevitability of the fall off. From the clips that we see of Cole in the studio, it's clear that he's operating on a level higher than most rappers ever have, and if this wasn't enough, Cole made this rare glimpse into his life and creative process all the more exciting by also teasing a song that could very well end up being on his upcoming album. Now, with this new track, from the production, which sounds so climactic, sinister, and intense, to the sheer hunger and fire that you can hear in Cole's voice, this song is presenting to us a version of the Dreamville leader that we have simply never heard before, and the bars on this track are really some of the hardest that any rapper has spit in quite some time. With lines like whole click getting slid on like a mouse pad and should do the freshman cover twice, I'm never outclassed. This track will leave you absolutely floored with how Cole was going in on it, but out of all of the lines on this track, the one that was most eye-opening and really the most telling about the fall-off as a whole was the one where Cole says, "The fall-off is like Hove dropping Reasonable Doubt last," which confirms to us so much about what this project is gonna be. Now with this bar, J. Cole is obviously alluding to Jay-Z's iconic 1996 debut album Reasonable Doubt, which is considered his best by a lot of people, and if setting the bar to an all-time hip-hop classic wasn't enough, Cole makes things crazier than ever as he says that this album will be his final record once and for all. Now, while retirement in hip-hop has always been something that rappers have said they're gonna do, yet it seems like most of them always end up going back on their word, considering the nature of who J. Cole is and this record that he has been working on for now over half of a decade, it seems like he is gonna be seriously taking one last bow with the fall off as he gives us the defining moment of his career. So for years at this point, J. Cole has carefully been writing each verse that he puts out into the world to lead up to the very moment that will be this album. Whether it's songs that leave vague hints about the impact this album is gonna have, or tracks that just display J. Cole going into beats and taking over songs in ways that were unimaginable, there has been no rapper more entertaining to watch recently than J. Cole, and this is because of not just the sheer quality of his verses or the pure aura that his name commands, but also due to the interconnectedness of all of his performances that are all revealing to us more and more about the album that his entire career has been leading to. Now, previously, Cole has stated that The Fall Off will be his best album, and while rappers always tend to say this about the upcoming projects that they're working on, considering the all-time great run Cole's on right now, along with the sheer level of planning that it's taking to get to receive this album, while we are in an era where it's becoming harder and harder by the second to trust rappers' words, there is nobody else in hip-hop who I have more faith in when it comes to delivering on their promises than J. Cole. Now with this album, beyond J. Cole's actual words, what we already know about the record and its creative process to this point only makes it seem all the more promising. Drake called the album a classic after hearing Cole play it for him, and while Drake may not have the best judgment when it comes to releasing his own music these days, he is usually on the money when it comes to seeing the prominence in another artist's work. And beyond this, in the Might Delete This Volume 1 video, we get confirmation that Cole has been working on the record in the studio with producer heavyweights like frequent collaborator T-Minus, and more importantly, the one and only Metro Boomin. Now, considering the fact that J. Cole has never teamed up with Metro, having arguably the hottest rapper and producer in hip-hop right now come together would make for a moment like no other, and beyond the prospect of these two working together, what this tells us about The Fall Off as a whole makes this even more exciting. Now, if Cole is teaming up with a producer who is renowned for making cinematic, larger-than-life, and grandiose beats, I think this confirms that this album is also gonna feel like one of the most important moments in hip-hop history, not just through Cole's pen game, but also through the soundscape. And if Cole is teaming up with Metro for the first time, who knows what other producers we may see on this project as well. Whether it's new beatmakers like Benny X or legends like The Alchemist, at this point, it is very likely that J. Cole is linking up with the very best producers across every sector of the hip-hop world right now to craft the ultimate collections of beats for what he is setting up to be his magnum opus. Now, beyond the producers Cole is working with on this record, when it comes to the features on this album, the only information we have about this portion of the project is when Drake pretty much backed J. Cole into a corner while they were performing on stage during Drake's It's a Blur tour in 2023, where Drake pretty much begged Cole to be on the album, and while Cole seemingly said yes. Based on Cole's track record, I don't even know if we will see any features on this project. Now, while Cole's last album, The Offseason, came with a few guest appearances, including entire verses from the likes of Lil Baby and 21 Savage, it's important to remember that Cole pushed back The Fall Off to make The Offseason, and from The Offseason's tone, which traded in the thought-provoking version of J. Cole that we saw on his last few albums for one that was more focused on just rapping for the pure competitive aspect of it. I think the fact that Cole has been collaborating with every single artist from Benny the Butcher to BTS members only further confirms this, as while Cole has nothing against working with other artists, as we have definitely seen, he is using collaborations as mere build-up to The Fall Off, as the album itself is gonna focus on concluding the story and journey that Cole has been telling us for over 15 years. Now, with all that said, if Cole decides to have featured guests on this album, I guess that Drake already forced his way onto the project, but besides him, I think he'd keep the feature list very short, with the only rappers I think he'd even consider to have on this album being JID, as he is the future of Dreamville and everything Cole has built, Kendrick Lamar, as they have been seen side by side as the faces of modern hip hop and the great lyricists of our generation, and besides this, Jay-Z, as he didn't just appear on J. Cole's very first album, The Sideline Story, but he signed Cole all the way back in 2009, so I think in terms of the relation these rappers all have to Cole, it would actually be pretty fitting to see them on his last album. But as Cole continues to compare this album to a Jay-Z record like Reasonable Doubt, I think you can't count out the fact that Cole takes the approach Hove did on what was supposed to be his farewell moment with 2003's The Black Album, which had no guest verses and a single beat from the very best producers in hip-hop at the time. Now, while we can only speculate on how all of this will come into form on The Fall Off, all of this will be revealed to us in due time as we get closer to the album's release date. And when it comes to this, based on everything we have seen, I'd say it's a lock that 2024 is the year we finally get The Fall Off, but while it seems like we are closer than ever to getting this long-awaited album, I still think J. Cole is gonna give us a lot more to prepare us for his final bow. Now, a few years ago, J. Cole tweeted out a map that featured the road to The Fall Off, and what intrigued everyone about this was the project titled It's a Boy that was in between The Offseason and The Fall Off. And after hope was beginning to be lost that this record was ever going to come out, the merch Cole has been selling at the Biggest the What tour that he is on with Drake right now features the exact same roadmap that we thought he had abandoned. So what this tells us is that despite all of Cole's marketing and verses leading to The Fall Off right now, before we can get to this long-awaited album, Cole is gonna give us a project of some sort that is going to perfectly set our expectations for what's gonna come next. Now, whether this is a mixtape, EP, album, or something else in its entirety, we are still yet to find out, but I definitely bet that this will be some sort of collection of music that will definitely set the stage for The Fall Off to have the greatest impact it possibly can. So overall, as J. Cole seemingly begins the final phase of the rollout for The Fall Off, while there is still so much uncertainty in the air about how Cole is going to end what has been one of the most successful and iconic careers in hip-hop history, I think at this point, based on the run he has given us, all we have to do is just sit back, trust him, and get ready to see him completely change the rap world forever after its release. So let me know your thoughts on The Fall Off. Do you think it'll be J. Cole's best album? Let me know in the comments below. I can't wait to hear what you have to say. And if you want to see how Kanye West's new album, Vultures, just changed hip-hop in its own way, check out the suggested video.